Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 6th of November 2025. Today's topic is No Excuse for Telling a Lie. Our text is taken from Proverbs chapter 6 verses 12 to 19. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart, he deviseth mischief continually, he soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly, suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. An heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. Verse 19. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Key verse. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 19. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Sometimes, doing things our way usually leads to trouble. When we put our trust in our own plans instead of putting our trust in God, we mess things up. Sandra mistakenly broke her dad's glass cup. She became confused and afraid. So she quickly packed up the pieces and threw them into the thrash can. When the dad came back home and asked for a glass of cold water, Sandra told a lie that she could not find the cup where it was kept. The dad later discovered the broken pieces of the cup in the thrash can. He scolded Sandra for telling a lie. She could have just opened up and asked for pardon. Children are often tempted to tell lies because of the fear of punishment. There should be no excuse for telling a lie because God hates lies, and the punishment prescribed by the Bible for all liars is hellfire. Which one is heavier? The mild punishment by parents, teachers, and older people, or God's eternal judgment? Of course, God's judgment on liars is more severe and has no remedy. Always remember to tell the truth no matter the consequence. After all, you will discover that truth pays more than lies. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to always tell the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Proverbs chapter 26 verse 22 to 28. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.